A little bit. Although it was a little bit, it was actually filled with a lot of the one of the internal reasons for the descent of the Lord. Are you going to translate simultaneously, or do I have to stop? Huh? Just speak slowly. Okay. Better if I stop. For those who missed, because there wasn't a translation going on, we said about the internal reasons for the descent of the Lord Chaitanya. Brahma Lochan Prabhu is giving very nice, detailed description of the reason why Lord Krishna and Radharani combined in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we are reading also a description of Lord Chaitanya's birth. And Shuddha Vrindavan Das Thakur quotes the two famous verses from Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shajam yaham paratanaya sadhanam vinashaya chajaskar dharmam sangstar pranataya sambhavami yuge yuge. So these verses, of course, Lord Krishna gives his reasons for his descent. Whenever there is a decline of religious practice and a predominant rise of irreligion, he descends in order to deliver the pious, annihilate the miscreant, establish the principles of religion. When religious practice declines, then day by day irreligion becomes stronger and stronger. When this occurs, Brahma and the demigods approach the Lord and pray that the devotees be protected and the demons vanquished. At that time, in order to firmly establish the Yuga Dharma, the Supreme Lord, accompanied by his expansions and associates, descends to the earth. The religion of Kali Yuga is Hari Sankirtan, or chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna. To firmly establish this religion, the Lord descended as the son of Sachi. So this is another reason for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gives the internal reasons and also the external reasons for the descent of the Lord. And one of the external reasons is to distribute this holy name of the Lord as the primary method of religion in this age of Kali. Krishna Vanam, as Sivaram Maharaj was chanting the verse, Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangashtra Parashadam Yagyai Sankitana Prayayu Janti Hishamedasa. Persons who are sufficiently intelligent will worship this form of the Lord in the age of Kali, who is Akrishna. And we just heard also one of the explanations of why he is Akrishna. Akrishna means that he's not blackish in this appearance, but he's actually appeared in this golden form. He's assumed his golden complexion, that form of the color of the body of Srimati Rani. And intelligent persons will worship the Lord by the performance of Sankirtan. Described here. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the best of all truths. The truth that in order to establish the Sankirtan movement, the Lord descended as Lord Chaitanya. Iti dvapara urvisha stuvanti jagadishwaram natantra vidhanena kalavapi tata shinu. In the age of Kali, as well as in Dwapara Yuga, the people offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by various mantras and observe the regulative principles of supplementary Vedic literatures. Now please hear this of me. And then he quotes this verse, Krishna Vanam Trisha Krishnam. Lord Chaitanya has revealed that in Kali Yuga, Harinam Sankirtan is the best of all activities. Therefore, accompanied by all his personal associates, the Supreme Lord descended to this world in the Kali Yuga to establish the Sankirtan movement. Following his order, the Lord's personal associates also took birth in the world of humans. Ananta, Shiva, Brahma, the great sages took birth as the Supreme Lord's personal associates. So prior to the descent of Lord Chaitanya, the Lord requested all of his associates to take their birth also to assist him in his pastimes. And many of these devotees, they appeared in different places. It's described here in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that such devotees as Haridas Thakur, Shivas Pandit, Murari Gupta, Chiram Pandit, they all descended in various places throughout this tract of land. They didn't all appear in Navadvip. They came to Navadvip later. But first they appeared in other places in order to purify those places. And then they appeared before the Lord. And gradually they came to Navadvip. And during that time, in Navadvip, as described here, although there was much discussion about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, still, anyone spoke about the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they never spoke about devotion to Lord Krishna. Yeah. Their talks were always simply they were simply engaged in, oftentimes, in argument with one another, in debate. And their discussions would never lead to the conclusive truths of the scriptures, which is that everything leads to devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Instead, many of these persons were worshippers of Goddess Chandi. They were worshippers simply for obtaining some material boon, benedictions. The residents at that time, whenever they would come together, instead of glorifying the Lord, they would have very large assemblies of people, and they would simply come to observe marriage ceremonies or birthday ceremonies, but never Harikirtan, a glorification of the Supreme Lord. So, the devotees, whatever devotees who were present at the time, they were very greatly pained. That how will these people, every time they made an effort to actually try to convince them or to speak about the goal of life, that the goal is to worship Lord Krishna with love and devotion, they would never be interested in such topics. And they became feeling great pain. Advaita Acharya, who had also had descended before the Lord, he was at that time, he was preaching, as described here, by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, that Advaita Acharya would speak always about devotional service to the Lord. Where is it? Somewhere here in this chapter. It describes the discussions of Advaita Acharya. He says even the Bhattacharyas, Chakravartis, and Mishras, they did not know the meaning of the scriptures. Although they taught the scriptures, they were materialistic. Yama's noose already rested around the necks of both them and their students. No one would discuss Krishna Kirtan, which is the true Yuga Dharma. If they could not mock the faults of others, no one was interested to speak. No one wanted to praise others. The holy names of Lord Hari could not be found in the mouths of persons proud to be renounced and austere. The most deeply pious persons would perhaps say the name Vinda or Pundarikaksha as they took bath. Seeing the whole world lit by Lord Vishnu's Maya potency, the devotees felt suffering that had no end. They said, how will these souls be delivered? They are all trapped in this spell of Maya's happiness. They do not chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Their discussion of material knowledge never ends. The true devotees of the Lord perform their devotional duties. They worship Lord Krishna, bathe in the Ganga, and discuss topics of Lord Krishna. Devotees would meet and bless everyone in the world. They would pray, O Lord Krishna Chandra, please quickly give your mercy to everyone. The leader of the Navadvipa Vaishnavas was named Vaitara Acharya. He was the most glorious person in the world. He was the best teacher of jnana, bhakti, vairagya. His explanations of Krishna bhakti were like those spoken by Lord Shiva himself. When discussing any passage in any one of the many scriptures in the three worlds, he always interpreted every verse to mean devotion to Lord Krishna's feet is the best of all spiritual paths. Offering tulsi, manjaris, and Ganga water again and again, he happily worshipped Lord Krishna. Pushed by love for Lord Krishna, he would loudly chant Lord Krishna's names. The names he called broke through the boundaries of the material world and entered the world of Vaikuntha. Hearing this loving call, Lord Krishna, who is conquered by devotion, personally appeared. So there is more to this description, but as we're going to be reading throughout the day, I'll just continue it a little bit later, when the actual Howard Vaitaracharya actually brought Lord Chaitanya to this world is described a little bit later on.
Na pavu dui jana nitai gora chandra na karu na pavu dui jana nitai gora chandra adama karu na pavu dui jana nitai gora chandra. Savayavata Sarasiramani Kevalananda Kanda. Samayavata Sarasiramani Kevalananda Kanda. Samayavata Sarasiramani Kevalananda Kanda. Kevalananda Kanda. Vaja Vaja Vaya Chaitanya Nitaya Siddhita Vishasa Kori. Vaja Vaya Chaitanya Nitaya Siddhita Vishasa Kori. Vaja Vaja Vaya Chaitanya Nitaya Siddhita Vishasa Kori. Vaja Vaja Vaya Chaitanya Nitaya. Vishaya Chariya Sera Seva Jaya Nuke Vago Hari Hari. Nuke Vago Hari Hari. Chaitanyam Sera Semadiyam Mukevalo Hari Hari Deko Hari Hari Sivu Mane Hari Emona Dayana Dada Deko Hari Hari Sivu Hari Deko Hari Hari Sivu Hari Emona Dayana Dada Bhakti jure basana vidare suni arjuna gata basu bhakti jure basana vidare suni arjuna gata Sare Nadia, Lahi Nipadia, Nipadi Nahi Nawasa, Sare Nadia, Lahi Nipadia, Nipadi Nahi Nawasa, Sare Nadia, Lahi Nipadia, Nipadi Nahi Nawasa. Devade Arina Asa Apana Karma Vandeya Samana Tohaya Lutana Dasa Apana Karma Vandeya Samana Sahaya Lojana Dasa Mahakara Makara Nabahu Nijana Nishtai Gora Chanda Sabayavata Sarasiramani Kevala Ananda Chanda Sabayavata Sarasiramani Kevala Ananda Chanda Sabayavata Sarasiramani Kevala Ananda Chanda Sama Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Nityur Dhida Vishasa Kari Vajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajavajav Chaita Chaitanya Om Kevalo Hari Hari. Vishaya Chariya Chaita Chaitanya Om Kevalo Hari Hari. Hare 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 Bhakti jare, vasana ne dare, sani yada gulada. Asi bhakti jare, vasana ne dare, sani yada gulada. Sare nadiya rahi bhadiya, se bhadi nahi naha sa. Sare nadiya rahi bhadiya, se bhadi nahi naha sa. Hare Hare Rata Apana Karma Jaya Samana Gahaya Lokana Dasa Gahaya Lokana Dasa Apana Karma Jaya Samana Gahaya Lokana Dasa. Parama Karana Bahu Dijana Nikai Gaura Chandra. Parama Karana Bahu Dijana Nikai Gaura Chandra. Parama Karana Bahu Dijana Nikai Gaura Chandra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Das Thakur. Bahu means Lord, and Duijan means two. Lochan Das Thakur declares that the two Lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Lord Nitai and Lord Chaitanya, are very merciful. Parama Koruna. Sava Avata Sarasiromani. Avatar means incarnation, and Sabha means all. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful. Kevala Anandakanda. For they introduced chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Lord Ram and even Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda introduced a process that is simply joyful. Simply chant and dance. Therefore, Lochan Das requests everyone, Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. Vishwasa kori. But what is the process? The process is Vishaya charya se rase majiya. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. That is the only restriction. If one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. Mukhe bolo hari hari. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any motive of sense gratification. And Deka Ore Bhai Chibhuvane Nai. Lochandas Thakur says, my dear brother, you just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda, because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry. What to speak of human beings? Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jarakanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join. What to speak of human beings? Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana means stone. It is so nice that even stone will melt. But Lochandas Thakur regrets that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, my dear mind, you are entrapped in this sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this moon. So, this is wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada to this bhajan that we just chanted, Parama Karuna. He's explaining that first, one has to accept this process which is given by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, which is that one should worship the Supreme Lord by chanting the holy name, and one should have great conviction and faith. One should not think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. As Srila Prabhupada says, it will, because it is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. This firm faith is described that one has to have complete faith in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And one must have this faith that by rendering service to Krishna and chanting, that automatically all one's subsidiary duties can be filled. This type of faith actually is required for devotional service to the Lord. Without this type of faith, it is very difficult to actually make progress in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There are different stages of faith in chanting. But this type of shraddha, this type of faith, means that one has to be firmly convinced that by accepting this holy name of the Lord, one can achieve a full perfection of life, which is to attain one's eternal relationship with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Everything is contained within the holy name of the Lord. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this holy name of the Lord If one chants with great faith, this holy name of the Lord will bring one right next to Krishna. Krishna will bring, in the form of the holy name, it will take one right next to Krishna, his side, and reveal his actual relationship with Krishna. So, certainly, one has to chant, and as explained in the next part, Srila Prabhupada explains, there's only one restriction. One has to give up sense gratification. Vishayacharya se rase majiya. But what is this giving up of sense gratification? He says, Mukhe bolo hari hari. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna Hari Hari without any motive of sense gratification. We understand that ultimately we must be able to chant the whole holy name of the Lord purely without any offense. One has to give up all his motives. One should not chant the holy name of the Lord to counteract some sinful activity. One should not chant the holy name of the Lord thinking it to be some furtive activity in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. There are different offenses to chanting the holy name of the Lord, and therefore one has to be very, very careful to avoid all of these offenses to chanting. In the offensive stage, while these offenses are still being committed, one will actually not be able to experience the full presence of the Lord in the name. Just as Padmalocha Prabhu was giving the example of Rupa Goswami, who quoted the verse, quoting the verse that when he hears these syllables, Krishna, in these two syllables, Krishna, he desires millions of tongues to chant this name. And he desires millions of ears to hear it. Then when these two syllables, Krishna, enter within to the courtyard of his heart, actually his senses become stunned and his mind becomes inert. He becomes so overwhelmed simply by the sound of this Krishna, these two syllables. Certainly, one who is chanting without offense actually has this experience when he chants the holy name of the Lord, because Krishna is fully manifested in these names. When he appears in this way to the devotee who chants without any offenses. But it is to be understood that if one is chanting the holy name of the Lord still with some offense, that he cannot fully experience this presence of the Lord in his name. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in his Madhuya Kadambani that actually by the mere fact of one chants the holy name, if he doesn't experience this ecstasy, he quotes the verse from the Bhagavatam that the heart is compared to be like a steel framed heart if by chanting the holy names of Krishna that he doesn't experience ecstatic symptoms in his body and tears coming from his eyes. His heart is still steel framed because actually there is still some offenses being committed. And so therefore one should not foolishly think that, well, actually I'm not committing any offenses. But if one is not experiencing this when he's chanting Krishna, then there must be some offenses that are still being committed. So he gives the example that for one who loses the mercy of the Lord, he compares it to be like a servant, a subordinate of a person who is a wealthy and capable master. If a servant or subordinate of a wealthy, capable master, if he offends the master, then the master may begin to neglect him and he will no longer give him what he needs for his maintenance. The result of that neglect is that he will suffer. He may have to suffer some time because he has nothing. There's no maintenance. But after some time of suffering, he may begin to realize, maybe I should not offend the master. And if he goes back to the master and he's very careful and begins to render service to that capable and wealthy master again, ready to answer every beck and call of his master. The result is that master may gradually come to recognize him again, and he'll actually take him, and he will no longer neglect him and take him and give him his maintenance. So he compares this to like a person who has actually lost the mercy of the Supreme Lord. A person, mercy of the holy name of the Lord. If a person loses the mercy of the holy name of the Lord, but then if he's very, very anxiously endeavors to render service to his masters, which is the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas and the scriptures, then the result is that the Lord will be merciful to him too again, and he'll remove that evil tendency from within his heart, which has caused him to lose that mercy before. So, in other words, here it's described that one has to chant the holy name of the Lord with great faith or firm conviction. And he has to give up the motive of sense gratification. Giving up the motive of sense gratification means he actually has to desire to chant the holy name of the Lord purely. Even though there may be some offenses committed, if he has this strong desire to achieve this pure state of chanting the holy name of the Lord, to give up all of his offenses, and if he chants the holy name of the Lord in this attitude, that is what actually differentiates the stage of chanting with a Namaparad and the stage of chanting in Namabhas. Chanting in Namabhas means that the proper attitude or cultivation is there. One is trying to become free from these offenses. He's trying to give up these offenses, trying to give up sense gratification. And he's very, very eager, always endeavoring when chanting the holy name of the Lord to free himself from the impure motives that are there within his heart. Even though this desire for sense gratification may still be there. Just as in the Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna in his instructions to Uddhava, he explains, is that having awakened faith and hearing my pastimes and chanting my glories, but still knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still not being able to give up sense gratification. He says, my devotee, he should continue to worship me with faith and be happy. He says that although the devotee knows that such sense gratification will lead to suffering, still he will repent. He will sincerely repent when he engages in some sense gratification. In other words, Krishna explains that the devotee is one that although he cannot give up his sense gratification, he knows sense gratification leads to suffering. Still, he says, my devotee should still continue to worship me with great faith. He must have this faith that by going on continuing hearing the glories of the Lord and hearing these glories of the Lord with great faith and chanting the holy name of the Lord with great faith, then this desire for sense gratification will gradually be uprooted within the heart. And whenever the devotee engages in some sense gratification, and he will understand that actually I don't want to commit this. He'll repent. He'll sincerely repent and pray to the Lord. Beg the Lord, please. He'll chant in the spirit, please forgive me. Help me to overcome this sense gratification, which is the actual cause of my bondage in this material world. This type of sincere chanting of a devotee, one who practices the chanting in this way, then he can continue to worship the Lord with such faith and he can remain happy. This verse, whenever I hear this verse, it makes me think that for one who actually analyzes this verse from the Bhagavatam, when Krishna says, if you know that that my devotee has faith in my pastimes and chanting, he knows, he has no beyond a shadow of doubt that all sense gratification leads to suffering. And he can't give it up, then how can he be happy if he knows he's going to suffer? It seems to be like a complete duality. If he knows all sense gratification leads to misery, and he knows he can't give it up, Krishna says, be happy. How can I be happy knowing I'm going to suffer? But how can he be happy? Because he has faith in these words of Krishna. He has faith that by going on hearing and chanting about the Lord, then this desire for sense gratification will actually be gradually uprooted from within the heart. And then, even if this suffering comes, he'll accept his suffering as the mercy of the Lord, which is the Lord helping him to teach him. But yes, I have to give up the sense gratification. Now, of course, the Lord in this verse, he also says, when a devotee engages in such sense gratification, he sincerely repents. So, this sincere repentance of the devotee, this is the devotee's voluntary acceptance of suffering. Rather than waiting for the Lord to punish him for his sinful activities, a sincere devotee who has faith in the Lord, he sincerely repents. And what is this sincere repentance? Of course, sincerely repents means he suffers. This false type, this pretentious repenting. Oh, one may repent, or he may go before the Lord and say, please, Lord, forgive me so I don't have to suffer. But this is not sincere repentance. Sincere repentance is a devotee voluntarily accepts suffering. He suffers knowing that he's committed some sense gratification and some sinful activity. He suffers from that. And he prays to the Lord to please teach him in such a way so that he'll give up such activities, even if it means that he has to suffer. That is sincere repentance. There's so many examples of devotees who sincerely repented. The example I think of oftentimes is in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that even though Jagai and Madhai, they received such mercy from Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, they were delivered. All these sinful reactions were completely taken away from them. They were given love of God, but still Madhai, he suffered. He was suffering so much. He came before Lord Nityananda. He says, I'm suffering so much because I've caused so much suffering. I've caused suffering to you, and I've caused so much suffering to others. And he was repenting in this way. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes it as the lamentation of Madhai. He's begging Lord Nityananda to please instruct him how he can become free from this lamentation, this suffering from knowingly cause so much suffering to others. So here Lord it is described that what is this process? The process is Vishaya Charya Sera Se Majiya. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, he should give up his engagement in sense gratification. That's the only restriction. Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari, one has to chant Hare Krishna Hari Hari without any motive of sense gratification. This is how one can actually get this mercy that of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came to distribute this pure holy name of the Lord. This is described that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Lord Chaitanya explains that how he descended in this age to give the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. He said, I will make this whole world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four bellows of loving transcendental service to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Chari Bhava Bhakti, he says, these four types of Bhava Bhakti, or ecstatic love of Godhead. The Lord actually came to distribute by distributing this holy name of the Lord. Therefore, this is the actual goal of chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is the goal the devotee aspires to achieve, is to chant this holy name of the Lord purely and to actually achieve this ecstatic love for Krishna. This is his goal. And he gives up any other foolish goals, knowing them to be simply the cause of his continued suffering in this material world, and prays continuously to the Lord to help him to overcome all of these anarthas, these unwanted things, unwanted desires within the heart. And then Lochan Das Thakur says, that examine within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and the stones melt. Actually, was that pastime, Chaitanya Bhagavat? Lord Chaitanya came to the home of Shiva's Pandit. Shiva's Pandit, at the time when the kirtan was going on, Shiva's Pandit became very afraid because he heard that all the soldiers, they were going to come and they were going to arrest the Vaishnavas, the kirtan. And he was afraid for the welfare of the Vaishnavas. And therefore, out of fear for them, he went to his home and he began worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Chaitanya, understanding the heart of Shiva's Pandit, he began walking in the streets. Everyone else was afraid to walk in the streets because they were thinking that the soldiers were soon, they were going to come and they would arrest everybody and take them and put them into prison. So they were all hiding. But Lord Chaitanya, he was walking the streets like a lion, fearless. Everywhere he was walking, and people were watching him and saying, how can he walk in this way, so fearless? Doesn't he know that the army, the soldiers will soon come and arrest everyone? So Lord Chaitanya walked right to the house of Shiva's Pandit. And he began knocking on the door. And he said, "Shivas, what are you doing in there?" Knocked very loudly. And Lord, during that time, Shiva's Pandit, he was offering arti to Lord Nrisimha. Lord Chaitanya knocked very hard and he actually pushed the door down. He said, "Shivas, why are you doing this? Don't you know who I am?" Lord Chaitanya actually took his arms and crossed them and appeared in a very ferocious form before Shivas. He says, "Don't you know that Lord that you're worshipping has already appeared? What are you fearful about?" He says, "Do you have any fear whatsoever? Don't you think that I can protect that I can protect you?" He said, "There should be no fear whatsoever in your heart." And then Lord Chaitanya said that, "Don't you know that this sinful Kazi, what can he possibly do? Even if he comes on his boat, he can't not do anything unless I act within his heart and give him the dictation to punish others. I am the controller. I am within everyone's heart and he cannot act independently." And he says, "Even if he does come, I will come right before this Kazi. I will stand before him and I will call him, 'You come before me.'" He says, "You call all of your mullahs. You call them. You have them come before me. And you have them quote from their scripture. And make others cry. Let them bring the animals, the beasts. Let them bring the elephants, the lions, the birds. And make them cry. I'll challenge him in this way. And if he can't do it," he said, I will call everyone. I will bring the elephants, the animals, the beasts, everyone before me. And I will bring tears to their eyes when chanting these names, 'Krishna.' Don't you understand?" And at that moment, he proved to Shiva's Pandit and he turned to Narayani, who was a 4-year-old niece of Shiva's, and said, "Narayani, chant these names, Krishna." And Narayani, a 4-year-old girl, she began chanting, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." And while she was chanting this Krishna, Krishna, these tears of ecstasy began flowing from her eyes and she began rolling around in ecstatic love for the Supreme Lord. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya was convincing Shivas, there is no need to fear whatsoever. I will make the elephants, the birds, reptiles. I'll bring them all and I'll make them cry in this way upon the recitation of these names, Krishna and Krishna. As Lord Chaitanya, as Prabhupada said here, explained right here, that these merciful qualities of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they make even birds and beasts cry, what to speak of human beings. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jarakanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join. So this is, of course, the potency of Lord Chaitanya. He can make the animals chant and dance in great ecstasy, bringing tears to their eyes. He made the elephants chant. He would simply splash water upon the elephants when they came down while he was entering. The elephants entered the water and the Lord Chaitanya splashed water and they immediately began chanting and dancing. A tiger was lying along the path when Lord Chaitanya was walking through the forest of Jarakanda. Lord Chaitanya kicked the tiger with his lotus foot and said, "Get up and chant." The tiger stood up and began chanting, "Hari, Hari," great ecstasy, ecstatic love is coming from the heart of this tiger. So Prabhupada said that, of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can inspire the animals to chant, at least we can encourage the human beings to adopt this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana means stone. Stone, it is so nice that even stone will melt. So our stone hearts, stone-like hearts, can actually melt if we actually take up this chanting and dancing that was so mercifully given by this process of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And one other purport. Prabhupada also, I want to just read one other thing that Prabhupada says in one purport to the bhajan, Gaurangira Duti Pada, when he talks about Lord Chaitanya. He says that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very pleasing because the basic principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement are chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna prasad. He made his headquarters in Jagannath Puri and would dance, chant, and then immediately call for prasad to be distributed to the devotees. They were so pleased that every day hundreds of men would come to chant and dance with Lord Chaitanya. The temple proprietor, the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, had an open order to the workers in the temple to supply as much prasad to Lord Chaitanya's devotees as they wanted. Therefore, his pastimes are very pleasing. Chant, dance, and take prasad. That's three times so far, Prabhupada said. If one is captivated by the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, simply by chanting and dancing and eating prasad, the dirty things in his heart will all become cleansed. The heart of anyone who takes to this movement of chanting, dancing, and eating Krishna prasad will surely be cleansed of all dirty material contamination. Narottam Das Thakur says very rightly, Gaurangira Madhura Lila Jarakani Praveshila Hridoy Himala Belotar. If one wants to cleanse his heart, he must take to the movement of the Lord Chaitanya Krishna consciousness. Well, Prabhupada has emphasized, this is the process for getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. We have to simply chant, dance, and take prasad later. Hare Krishna. You want it? Hare
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarari Govata Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Radha, Shiva Sari, Govardhana. Govanda. Yaya ke kusina ke tanga Prabhu Nityana handa Yadvita gadadha Dasadi gohidakta vinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Handa Yadvita Gadadha Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvita Gadadha Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Handa Yadvita Gadadha Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Handa Yadvita Gadadha Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Handa Govinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Handa Yadvita Gadadha Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Goranga, Goranga. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Handa Yadvita Gadadha Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Govinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sanya, Babu Nityananda, Yabuta Grava, Irasari, Govata Vinda, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Adita Radha, Divasari, Govata Vrinda, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Adita Radha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Thank you, Tanja Jikin!